Well, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Today is the feast of St. Andrews. St. Andrew, we wear red because he was martyred for his faith. And the scriptures that Bracken read were about, at least in part, St. Andrew. The first two people to follow Christ were Andrew and John the Beloved. John doesn't mention his name, he just says another disciple, but that's part of what John does a lot. He doesn't refer to himself personally. There's a scripture here, there's a principle here in these scriptures that to me is like the first principle. These were the first followers, and it also represents the first principle of discipleship and following Jesus. Now, I've spoken about this before, but it's felt like it's really appropriate. Ministers to me again. So let me just read these couple of verses to you. And so John, Jesus walks by a second time, and John looks at him and declares again, "Behold the Lamb of God." So it's the second time the people around had heard John say this. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned, beheld them following, and said to them, "What do you seek?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying," or "where are you going?" And he said to them, "Come and you'll see." And they came therefore and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. And one of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And of course, the first thing he does is lead his brother to Christ. Just such a simple word, but to me again, this is the first principle of discipleship. I love to follow Jesus, particularly when he lets me know where we're going. I would like to have the info beforehand, because it's a lot easier for me to walk in faith if I understand what I'm about to face and all the parts that come with it. The only problem with that is that's not faith at all. And the just live by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, I know there are times when God speaks words to us and we stand in faith for those specific things. But most of the time, my faith is I don't really know what's going on at all. I just know who's going on. I just know who I'm following, but I'm not really sure what's coming next. And I think that's one of the first principles of foundational principles of discipleship. Jesus said, when they said, "Lord, where are you going or where are you staying?" He said, "Come and see." I would prefer him to say, "Well, here, see, and then you can decide whether you're going to come or not." Or, "Here you can see so that you can come with a lot more peace and comfort in your heart." That's not the way it works. And yet we demand that all the time. Jesus just said, "Just follow me in faith and you'll see. Just come and you'll see." It'll save us a lot of anxiety, a lot of the control issues. There are a lot of things that happen that we don't really get what the journey is going to be like. We're not sure exactly where we're headed, but just follow him. He's trustworthy, and you'll see. You'll see what? You'll see that when it's all done, he did it just right. You'll see when it's all done, he was faithful all along. You'll see when it's all done that grace was there, sustaining and empowering. And you'll see it. Don't wait for the outcome. See the outcome to trust him. Trust him, and then see the outcome. And he'll always prove faithful. To the point where there are some things, I'm just going to follow him in faith, and I won't see or understand it all on this side. But I've got to get comfort with the fact he doesn't owe me explanations. He just requires of me to trust him. It's not my comprehension that matters to him. That's not what faith is about. It's my confidence. And confidence in Him often has nothing to do with comprehension. Right? So, on the Feast of St. Andrew, I would just encourage us all to be reminded of this first disciple. And therefore, it's not a coincidence that the first disciples learn the first principle of discipleship. Just come. Just follow me, and you'll see. Don't worry about it. Just follow me. Just trust me, one step at a time. I remember years ago, I've told this story before. It's a sort of a severe story. But if you know who John Wimber was, he was a great man, one of the great men of God in the 20th century, influenced millions and millions around the world. And the person that discipled him, that really raised him up in the Lord, was a man named Gunner. And he was sort of just a local Bible teacher, never was in full-time ministry, led thousands of people to Christ just through Bible studies and door-to-door stuff. And his daughter was like, I think like 18 or 19 years old, and she was abducted. It's a real famous thing in back in California back in the late 60s. And the end result was she was raped and she was murdered. And so after the funeral thing was done, Gunner continued to do what he had done before, and he'd just knock on doors and ask people about Jesus and then lead people to Christ. And people inevitably would say, your picture, wasn't that your daughter? And he'd stop and say, I don't understand. I just trust him. I don't understand. I just trust him. Just come and see. And so I know that one day Gunner, he's not here anymore. He's with the Lord. And everything's summed up in Christ. And at some point, he got some panoramic vision of all the extraordinary things God did, not through something that God chose, but the enemy never wins in the end. And this lifetime is just not even that compared to the eternity of reality and understanding and everything fitting together and making sense. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.